good afternoon, good evening. Apparently that's the start of the Truman Show.
I was on the wrong camera. Started on the wrong camera. Jeez.
I'm going to leave out the good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's not funny.
Why do we always screw up the start of this show? One way or the other. We're live.
We're live?
Yeah, we are live, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's going on.
I started on the wrong camera because we switched off and switched on again. And we are going live now. And
we are live and that's it.
Yeah, just no one's watching, so.
Oh, God. My mom's watching.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Crack at the Rootless.
We're going to get this right one day.
Yes, hopefully. Let's see. Okay, welcome to Crack at the Rootless. So this week coming up, we're going to have a chat about what's going on in and around Birmingham this weekend. And there's some really good, well, in particular, a fantastic festival. We are also going to make some cocktails. It's not a cocktail masterclass. I'm not a mixologist. That's a whole separate career path for other people. I'm not that. But we are going to make a few and have a few tastings. We're also joined in the studio, as always, we have Ewan Rankin here from 12 Space Media.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I didn't have to put my mic up. It's right here. Oh.
Hi, Ewan.
Hello, mate.
Hi, and we've also got Matt Morgan here.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. How are you, Matt?
Very good. Very excited.
Good. I'm glad
massive fan of the show.
Fantastic.
So it's nice to be in the theatre. In the studio.
Back behind the scenes, yeah.
He's overcome.
Where are you from, Matt?
I'm a travel specialist.
Oh, fantastic.
So I know we're talking about USA today, so yeah. I specialise in the USA and Caribbean, but really I can give you the whole world.
Oh, I like that, the whole world.
Yeah, we're gonna focus on the US today, aren't we?
Yeah.
We've got some special stuff, because you're here.
Yeah.
Like just because you're
USA
coming,
and Rootless Pub. I mean, what could get better?
I know, yeah. That's like the perfect combination.
Inflating us in Central Park, that would be cool.
That would be the dream. Can you imagine that? I think logistically the cost of getting there would be a bit nightmare, but
probably cheaper to buy a pub out there.
But yeah, I think it definitely 100% would be cheaper to get it made. Yeah. Okay. So coming up this week, we have this weekend the Independent Birmingham Festival, which is a really, really popular. It's actually sold out. Is that popular?
It's gone. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw
that this morning.
So I've been going for 3 years now. I think it is. But they grab in all of the best of the street food and the best independent traders around Birmingham. It's a fantastic event to try and go to.
And it's at Aston Hall.
It's at the fabulous Aston Hall. The
thing is, that is Birmingham's best kept secret.
Yeah, Aston Hall is. It's a few years since gorgeous. I went there. I took the kids when they were younger, but it's a fabulous place.
I've never been. I literally live around the corner from this. I've never been.
Oh, haven't you? You need to.
Most people don't even know it's there.
What is it?
It's like it's a Jacobean hall.
Yeah.
So it's a stately home, effectively, right by the Villa Grand. It literally is where the car park is at the one end. You go around the corner and there's a pair of gates.
Yeah.
And there's so many trees and it's such a built up area that unless you actually go through those gates, you don't even know it's there.
No. Yeah. I'll go to Tesco across the road then. And I've never been.
I always knew it was there, but I've never been. In all the years I've lived around Birmingham, I've never been. And Muller, who comes on one of our shows on British Tech Network, he works there. He's a guide round Aston Hall. So.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
We could go there. We could have our own special tour with Muller.
I think we should definitely arrange that. Yeah, for definite. Yeah.
Muller drinks a lot of beer, so he'd be up for that.
Does he? Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Sounds like the type of guy I need to get to know then.
But it's a fantastic venue. It's a really great venue for this as well, because they've got that great big gravel, I'd say gravel drive, but it's not a gravel drive because it was Jacobean, there was no cars.
Yeah.
But they've got like a great big gravelled area out the front where it's just perfect for everyone to sit. And
they fill that. There's just so many. Yeah. There's all of the best street food vendors. And even on the drink side of things, you've got Burning Soul Brewery there. Wine Freedom are there doing all their different wines and things like that.
Yeah.
Birmingham Whiskey Club are there. So that'll be another really good one.
You shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, they're going to be there.
I can't go.
But what you're telling me, it's too late because it's sold out.
It's sold out.
So I can't go. Okay.
No, you can't go.
There is a certain logic to the fact that we've just punted out a great venue with a great show that no one can go to.
But what they can do is remember how good it is and go to it next year. But also all the people that have booked tickets, you're going to be in for a really good weekend there. It'll be pretty cool.
Looks good.
Very cool.
Now, didn't you go somewhere on Wednesday night, you said?
Yeah, Wednesday night we went to. It's the same type of thing, another hidden gem in Birmingham. So a lot of all the Irish stuff and events and things like that is all pretty much centred around Digbeth in Birmingham, where this is a little place in Lightwoods Park. So in Lightwoods House, there's a cafe place called, and a restaurant and all that, called Jonathan's in the Park. And it's just fantastic. They're doing brilliant things for the Irish scene. There's some Irish band in there the other day, and we had beautiful, really Irish food. So anyone that knows it, we had bacon and cabbage. We had ale pies made with Smithwick ales. What else was on there? Beautiful salmon. It was absolutely gorgeous. We had a really good night. And yeah, the heads were a bit sore the next day.
No, I've never been to Jonathan's in the park.
Yeah.
But if this is the same Jonathan's that used to be around the corner.
Cheers,
and it used to be like a rabbit warren. You'd go in and there was like multiple layers. You'd have to go upstairs and then your little alcoves and that kind of stuff. And we took my dad there for his 70th birthday. So that's 18 years ago.
Yeah. And that's been closed down quite a while. But this, I am 99.9% certain this is the run by the chef that was there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is too.
So the old owner was really generous and said that he could take the name. So it's the same, it's the exact same business, same chef, everything.
And the food fantastic. Was stunning.
Yeah. And it is here again now. Really, really nice hidden gem. And they were busy. It was packed out. So it's a
and
really
we're
good
going
thing.
To Simpsons next Thursday, aren't we? For lunch. That's another good restaurant I can tick off the bucket list.
Yeah, I'm quite looking forward to going to Simpsons. I went there a long time ago. So I'm quite looking forward to going back and having another lovely meal.
There's Turner's as well. That's a Michelin-starred restaurant in King's Heath, of all places. There's some great restaurants around Birmingham. Yeah, we ought to do a tour.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
A boozy foodie tour.
A boozy foodie tour.
Castle Mosley.
No.
Yeah, unbelievable. It's
which
Michelin
one?
Starred. I don't know how many stars, but Carter's of Mosley
is a fabulous place.
Unbelievable.
And gets amazing, amazing feedback. Anyone that I know that's ever been there has said it's fantastic.
Yeah. Not even just
really,
the food,
really
that service
place.
Is just another level.
Yeah, it is outstanding, Curtis and Mosley's, definitely.
The thing that's nice about Turner's as well is Mr. Turner does the cooking. He's in the kitchen.
Really? As in Brian Turner?
No, Brian Turner. I did know his first name. I want to say Richard Turner. I think it's Richard Turner.
Right.
But he was in the kitchen. You could see him doing it. And he peeked out and I gave him a thumbs up at the middle of the meal. And so other than going like to go to Michelin stars restaurant, and actually the bloke that got that did the menu doesn't do the cooking anyway. It's all the help.
Yeah.
No, he was in there.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. Right, okay. So, do you know what else we'll do now? Let's do the prize winner from last week.
Yes, we had a winner.
We had a winner. So the winner was, over to you, Ewan.
Chris Campion. Now, he's on the British Tech Network, but the thing was, and this is the silly part of it, was you've got to listen to the end of the show. Because someone said, well, I didn't know there was a competition because I didn't listen to the end of the show. So you've got to listen to the end of the show. There's going to be comps coming up. There's going to be stuff you can win. Yeah. Chris listened to the end. Chris was the only person that posted an answer on the Facebook page.
And he got it.
What's it won?
He got it all.
He's won all the Lagunista schwag that's over there.
Schwag. This is what I want. I want some schwag.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's got
the bottle carriers.
Glasses, bottle carriers.
He's got the insulated thingies.
The insulated bottle.
Cuddly
holders,
toy, fondue set.
He has the bandanas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely fabulous. And we're going to throw in a few Rootless Pub key rings and things like that.
Cool.
To pack it out.
We didn't say that, did we?
But it's nice to throw in a few extras. Everyone loves a little surprise. Totally. So that's going to be coming out to you this week. Thank you very much for taking part.
Excellent.
Marvellous.
I just want to point out it's not a fix.
No, it's not a fix, no.
He was the only person that sent in an answer.
It's the only one, yeah.
So if you enter this week, then if there's two, you've got...
Have you brought a prize, Matt?
Chance.
Have you brought a prize, dude?
Yes.
Oh, wow. So listen to the end of the podcast because there's going to be a prize.
Travel-related prize.
A travel-related prize?
Yes, so that's not small.
Oh, I like that. I definitely like it. Did you bring anything in for us today?
It's 2 weeks in the Caribbean, all expenses paid.
Oh, no.
No?
Look, have I
got that wrong?
Look at his face.
I'm going to run. Guys, I have bought something in for you today. It's
Oh, he has? Oh.
Yeah. You don't know what it is, obviously.
We don't know what it is. This isn't a setup. We do not know what we're getting.
Fan of the show, you know. I feel like it's Holly and Phil here. And I thought I'm going to bring you something you can take on your next holiday.
Okay,
bear with me because it's only small.
That's
and
all
I don't
right.
know where to put my microphone down. That's you can decide right. who just, has
you
what.
Can, you can carry the mic.
Okay,
go for it.
Okay, I've got them here. They're only small. They're under my book.
Let's have a look.
Okay, so the first one here.
Yeah, what's that?
Is
looks like
travel hangers.
Travel coat hangers. As I'm going
to
demonstrate right now.
I like this. Oh,
Oh, they're cool.
That's brilliant.
Oh, they are cool.
They're cool, yeah?
Yeah,
they really are. Cool.
Very, very simple for those hotels that some don't provide them.
Yeah, I haven't seen those before.
Extra.
Oh, I love that.
You can fight over this because this one is the better price.
Yeah, right. Okay, obviously mine then.
The coat hangers.
Yeah.
No, you can have the coat hangers. I'm fine with that. I go on holiday. It's just, Sharon will take like half the house.
Yeah.
And I've got a hold all with 5 t-shirts in it and that's it.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that. I go with very little and then I get there and I have to spend a fortune to buy all the stuff that I haven't bought, which was an awful thing when the kids were younger. We'd get there and all of a sudden we'd be like, is swimming trunks? No, we'll just buy them. It'll be fine. Cream? Oh, we'll just buy it. It'll be fine. And by the time your spending money's gone. Go
500 euros on toiletries.
500 euros gone.
Yeah.
Mary has hangers.
And the
I've never seen these before. I love
the next thing we can take with you. So you and this is yours.
Don't hold up the green one, hey?
What? Oh, yeah. Got on, yeah.
We know a song about that.
So Ewan's got a blow-up beach ball.
Thank God you finished that sentence.
From Universal's Volcano Bay.
Oh, no, actually, I'm kind of... Oh, actually, my daughter's going to love that.
Okay, well, your daughter may love this as well. Because also some beautiful pink sunglasses.
Nice.
Oh, mate, she's going to love those. I'd wear them, but I wouldn't see anything if I took these off. So, going to get prescription lenses in these?
Potentially not.
No.
Potentially not, no.
I'll have a word with Hoya. My glasses tambourine. That's brilliant. Thank you, mate.
Do you like them?
I do. I think that's cool. Good. I should get a picture of those of Bryony this week.
Yes.
Wearing them.
Send them.
That's it. And then, yeah, you have to bring it in.
Show them next week.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. Cooker. I'm having mic stand trouble. Just talk amongst yourselves.
You're coming on. I don't know. I'm feeling a bit thirsty. Anyone else thirsty?
Oh, always thirsty.
Oh, should
we go for
what are we doing?
Fancy
no, so we've got a couple of things today, haven't we? It's not a proper tasting. Well, so Matt's a specialist, isn't he?
Yeah.
So we've got the cocktail thing going.
So we've got the cocktail
travel
thing
specialist.
Going.
Because so you go on holiday, you have cocktails, don't you?
You got to have cocktails. And cocktails in America are obviously massive as well, aren't they? Everyone loves a cocktail in America. But they're very different to what we'd have over here. They're like a different type of thing. They're definitely like a smaller drink in shorts and things like that. And strong.
Strong, yeah.
Strong. They're like, cocktails in America are strong.
Oh, just talk amongst yourselves. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'm going to start. Should I start making one of these up?
Right. Yeah, so what's the first...
What we're going to do is we're going to do an espresso martini.
Cool.
Which is one of the easiest cocktails to ever make.
I was quite impressed. Perfect. I thought there was a lot more to it, and you've done it brilliantly. Yeah,
yeah, it's a really easy cocktail to make. If you're having a dinner party or anything like that at home, it's the ideal thing to make because you can do it really fast. You can make 3 in one, depends on the size of your mixer. 3 in one go, and that's it. You're off, ready to go.
This is brilliant. I've never had an espresso martini because I don't like coffee. So this is the first time I'm going to try it. No. Well, I don't drink coffee, so we'll see.
I actually love coffee. What would you drink then if you don't drink coffee? You're a tea drinker, right?
Yeah, tea. You can't make a cocktail with tea, can you? Can you? Probably.
Yeah, I bet you there is one. Long Island iced tea, but there's no tea in that.
Oh,
think.
Yeah.
But.
I bet there's one. Definitely. Right, so all we're doing is just filling up your cocktail shaker with ice, okay? Of vodka.
So in America, on the films, you often see in America, they have the Bloody Marys for like breakfast and stuff.
Yeah.
Is this something you could have for breakfast, or do you think this would? In a
I totally think this is a breakfast. Not that drinking early in the morning is a good thing.
Yeah.
We're not endorsing that.
Maybe a brunch.
But I think it's more of a brunch. It'd be nice for a brunch thing.
It's totally.
But it's one of those that does give you a bit of a pickup.
A Bloody Mary's good, though. I do like a Bloody Mary.
I don't.
Oh, I don't.
I love Bloody Mary.
I don't like Bloody
I love tomato juice, though.
Hey?
I love tomato juice. That's
no, I can't drink it. I don't know. I've tried so much because it just looks like such a sophisticated drink, doesn't it?
Here's a fact for you.
Yes.
I've give it away, really. But what do you think the top selling drink is on most airlines?
On most airlines?
I don't know. What is it?
Go on.
Tomato juice.
No, that's because someone wrote an article, didn't they, about it having better electrolytes and it was good for jet lag and
apparently
that
it's like
rehydration.
Rehydration, you're thirsty, and I mean, I've never ever bought it, so I don't like it. But and I can't imagine I read.
Now you said that.
Hold on, should we come back in here?
But
so,
we've got
a shot of vodka in here. We've got a shot of Tia Maria, some espresso, loads and loads of ice, and that is literally it. That's all you need. So this is the perfect cocktail for someone to make. That doesn't really know how to make cocktails, and then just shake.
Live. This is incredible.
Huh?
Live cocktail making.
And you just shake as much as you can.
The thing is, like, when you do demonstrations, people on the audio podcast really miss out. This is a brilliant demo for audio podcast.
Shake, 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 shake. The more you shake it, the more you'll get the froth on top. That's the key to getting froth. There's no extra ingredient need to get that nice white. Top. It's just about. Put in your elbow grease and it'll work. Shake, 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 shake.
I was going to say we could talk about something else while you're doing that, but we can't because no one can hear us.
No, no, we can't. Apparently men are better than this, women.
Oh, I don't know.
Right.
We might have to have less froth so that we can get on with the show. But oh, no, it's gone everywhere.
No, that's fine. We're okay.
It's lively. More lively than I thought.
Mm-hmm. It was filled up so much. Here we go. Bring it up to camera now in a second. Then you pour it out through your, use your strainer on the top, and that'll keep all your ice. You don't want your ice in the glass. And then all your nice froth will all come up onto the top and as it settles, and then just shake out your last little bit of froth off. And if you can't get it off, take off your finger jiggy. And there it goes.
It looks the part already.
Hey? Yeah, it looks great.
It does, doesn't it?
It's a really easy one to make.
So is this like American? Is this American? Where would this
not really,
American,
I suppose.
But it's one of those, it's drank all over the world. This is my favourite cocktail.
We are going to run people through some cocktails, aren't we? Some classic American cocktails to celebrate Nat being here.
Classic American ones, yeah.
So
here, so we'll have one. I've poured out three. Put one up to the camera.
There we go, okay.
Or do you want to do it down on yours?
Yeah, just hold it up. That's it.
Here we go. See that froth on the top? All that is just air in the thing, so that's why you have to shake it so much. You need to have a really strong espresso, so you get the black, and then obviously the tea and Maria adds to the black, and the vodka then just complements it all lovely. If you wanted it a little bit sweet, you just put some sugar syrup in it.
Did you put some sugar in the coffee for this?
Not for this one. So when we're doing the tonic and the 1783 mixers, we're going to put a little bit of brown sugar in that one. But no, I'd normally put some sugar syrup in that one.
Okay, Dad. There's yours.
Mary, do you prefer cocktails like that are classed these as like stronger and shorter rather than the fruit juicy ones?
It depends. If I'm only having, if I know we're on cocktails all night, I'll go for the longer ones with more juice in them.
Yeah.
Just because they're obviously that more sustainable. But obviously these ones that you could have, and some of the cocktails, up to three shots in them and they're small, you have to be, you have to drink them quite slowly, otherwise they're gone in 2 seconds. Next thing, you're back up at the bar again. Well, maybe that's just me. I like my drink full all the time. So I'd normally try and err towards a longer one that'll last a bit longer.
I'd like an espresso martini, but you do them in pints.
Can you do me in a big glass, please?
Cut it to five and then one glass.
Here we go then. Yes. Chin-chin.
Chin-chin. Here we
Cheers,
go.
Cheers, guys.
Good health.
I've got a small one. Yum.
Oh, man.
Really nice, isn't it? For such a simple thing to do, you don't have to be a really, if you're doing those really complicated cocktails, you need
much sweeter than I thought that'd be.
That's the ideal type of thing now that we serve. Yeah, that's what we'd serve on the bar. So if we're having a party where someone actually wants real, proper, sophisticated, complicated cocktails, we have a mixologist that comes in.
Yeah.
But the basic types of cocktails like this, we'll just do on the bar ourselves because they're just not, anybody can do that. Literally anybody.
There's people that take the mickey out of, like when you do, people that make coffee in coffee shops, and you get the term barista, and there's people that don't see that as an art.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with cocktails, but I've been to no end of places and had mojitos, and I love mojitos.
Yeah.
And I've gone home and tried to make them. I cannot make a mojito that's even remotely close to what I've had in bars, and the bars are fairly consistent.
I think some of that as well is because the ingredients they put in, so, aren't, because it's a professional bar, they have all the extra ingredients there. Where if unless you're at home and you're going to make a lot of the same type of cocktail, it's not really worthwhile going buying a lot of really expensive ingredients. That's why it's really good going to those professional cocktail bars, because you can get to taste something without having to buy 10 different bottles of ingredients and things like that.
Or have a friend who owns a pub. Cheers.
That always works like that as well. Yeah, absolutely. I've spilled that bit. Everyone's just going to try and clean up a little bit over here. A messy back bar is a very messy bar.
Where does the sweetness come out of that? What is in that?
The tea Maria.
Oh, tea Maria.
It's the tea Maria. That's why you don't have to add any extra sugar or anything into this one. Unless you really like, you really have a sweet tooth, and you can just throw in a little bit of sugar syrup into it.
I wish we had another camera because my whole desk is just covered in the accoutrements of making cocktails at the moment.
I know, it does look pretty cool over here, doesn't it? But, yeah. Right, okay, cool. Does everyone like that?
Yeah.
Love it.
Now, you asked me a question earlier about America's official drink, didn't you?
Yes.
And I got it right, but you can ask Mary. Go on.
So what I said, I asked you, and was talking about America and drinks. Right. And I said, do you know what the official, as per Google, is the official drink of the US?
Of the US?
I mean, just,
I would say it's got to be whiskey, bourbon.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got to be really.
She's a pro.
Proper landlady.
Yeah, it's got to be. They're probably most of their cocktails, not most, but predominantly, it's included in a hell of a lot of cocktails.
Mm. Well, the only reason I got it right was because I've done all the five cocktails that we're going to talk about, the classic American cocktails.
Yeah.
And it just features so heavily in that.
Yeah.
That it could not be. It's not going to be beer, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. What did you, so you knew the answer?
I got the answer right, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have said I knew the answer.
Beforehand.
A good guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of what I did for the show today.
Yeah.
So I've done all the graphics.
Cool. Should we have a look at some of them?
Yeah, let's do them. Yeah. Now, the other thing is as well, we're going to talk about these as cocktails, but you said about the Rootless does cocktails, but you do mocktails, because I noticed last week you were at a place where the company didn't want alcohol.
Yeah,
but you came and did a mocktail thing, yeah?
Yeah, so yeah, a lot of corporate do's, especially when it's a lunchtime, we'll do non-alcoholic for us.
So we're going to put you on the spot, and we're going to get you to try and tell us what you do to each of these cocktails to make them mocktails.
Okay.
You don't have to be, like you said, you're not a mixologist, but, you know, we're kind of chucking it in.
Yeah, we'll have a look and see. Okay, go on then.
So let's start with the first one then. And I did know about this one.
Yeah.
The Gin Ricky. These are supposedly the top five American cocktails.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gin Ricky is gin, lime, and club soda.
Yeah. Okay. And that's pretty much a run of them. The only thing that's different over there is they use lime juice, whereas over here we'd normally use lemon juice.
Oh, in a gin ricky?
Okay. But the lime juice is really nice. And I, to be honest, I prefer this to a gin and tonic with the club soda, I think. It's really, really, really refreshing, yeah.
Apparently, the guy that invented this did a bourbon ricky as well.
Right.
And his name was Ricky. And the reason that he did it was because he wanted drinks that had zero sugar in them.
Right.
So he didn't want the syrups added and all that kind of stuff. So the only thing that you get the sugar from is the lime juice, and that's it.
Yeah.
So
use fresh lime juice, it's only just the natural lime juice out of the lime. So there's no artificial stuff in there whatsoever.
And this was a 1920s cocktail made famous by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
F. Scott Fitzgerald?
Did you know all
in
that?
The Great Gatsby. Because I did all the pictures and I just couldn't help but read it all.
You remembered it.
Yeah.
That's just so good.
Yeah.
The last cocktail we've got is going to be really, really cool. Because it's older than America.
It's older than America?
Oh, older than America. It was invented and used and was popular in the Americas before they got independence in 1776. So
oh, right, okay.
It's that old.
That's interesting to see. Okay. So come on then.
Was it invented by who? Like the British?
Oh, don't do that.
No, like,
we'll get emails.
We'll get emails, yeah.
No, nothing
political at all.
No, moving on.
It could have been a mixture between the British and the Native Americans, or it could have just been someone that was travelling through the country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So... I don't think he was British because it's really popular with the Americans who were. So now you said, what did you say you'd do to make this a mocktail?
I'd switch that for, take out the gin and put a nice little bit of elderflower cordial.
That does sound, just the cordial then. So you'd dilute it with this club soda.
Dilute it with club soda and then not use as much lime juice.
Yeah.
And that should be a really nice, refreshing one.
Yeah.
Elderflower cocktails at the moment are just flying. Everybody loves them. It's becoming really trendy.
Gardener's World, my wife watches Gardener's World.
Yeah.
There was a thing there about a guy who is like the geek of elderflowers in the UK, and he's got all the species that you can get, all the variations of it, and he was going on about elderflower wine and stuff, and he makes tons of it.
Yeah.
It's big at the moment.
Yeah, elderflower is absolutely fantastic. Elderflower, another nice cocktail with elderflower in it is, so it's the exact same as that. So you have the gin, but that cocktail with tonic and a shot of gin in it is also a really nice cocktail. Very, very refreshing.
Lovely.
Elderflower tonic's nice, isn't it?
I suppose
elderflower tonic's lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. And wine with that is nice as well.
We're going to talk about some tonics in a minute, but have they got an elderflower variant? I know they've got a cucumber variant, which is gorgeous.
There's not an elderflower variant in the 1783.
Pay attention,
Schweppes. But you don't need it because you can just add in the flavour of the elderflower. Yeah, you can get, you can either get the extract, use the cordial, or there's loads of different ways of doing it.
Next one then.
Yes.
I've never heard of this one.
Me neither.
The Sazerac.
The Sazerac.
No, this is supposed to be, this was the top hit when I did
this was
American Famous Cocktails.
Yeah. Have you seen this on your travels, Matt?
Never.
No.
I mean, if I looked at a cocktail and it had absinthe in, yeah, skip the page.
Well, this goes back to what we were saying about the you know, the cocktails in America are boozy, proper cocktails. They're not Club Tropicana, are they?
Yeah. I mean, it depends where you go. You are going to get the run-of-the-mill mojitos and things like that. But most of the time, Americans drink very differently to what we do over here. So Americans would go out and have a few cocktails for the night, which is why they can have them be that stronger, because they might only have three or four throughout the whole night.
Yeah.
Whereas
that binge,
the likes
of you and me would be like,
I've already done my espresso and I'm licking your glass. As it is.
Okay. Please don't lick your glass again.
No, I won't. So sugar cubes, water drops, absinthe, rye whiskey or cognac, and Peychaud's bitters, which I've never heard of.
I don't know what that is.
Peychaud's bitters is like Angostura's bitters, I think. But it's just the
same type of thing, I've never heard of that one before, But that's the difference between a mixologist and someone that just makes a few cocktails.
Exactly.
I can guarantee a professional mixologist now will know straight away exactly what it is, what it's made for, and how you balance it out.
Totally. So like you said, we're not pretending.
Yeah. Absolutely not. No, we'd be found out in 2 seconds.
The next one then, I got this one because I've drunk these before, is an old fashioned. And this is more simple than I thought it was.
Old fashioned is a very, 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 it's also really quick to make. It's not a complicated one at all. But what is important about an old fashioned is it has to be balanced perfectly. Otherwise, it just doesn't come out right and people will know the difference. An old fashioned is a very, that's really popular over here as well. That's on 9 out of 10 cocktail menus. You'll get either an old fashioned or a version of it.
I went into a certain bar in Birmingham that specialises in cocktails and I ordered 3 old fashions and I was 20 minutes waiting for the guy to make them. And now that I've looked at the ingredients, I was kind of like, I was getting pissed off then. I wish I'd be like, oh, forget it, mate. Give us 3 beers, stuff it. But it's just bourbon whiskey or rye whiskey. Now, I would have said rye was probably the traditional, isn't it? The Canadian Club or something like that.
That's it.
And then sugar cube, Angostura's bitters. And
now, why it takes that little bit longer is the sugar cube. So that has to be crushed. And that's what takes that bit longer. You have to blend that in properly. And once you've blended it in, if you don't blend it in properly, you just end up getting a gritty cocktail.
Yeah.
That's how a really good one will, the sugar will have just completely melted into the spirit.
Wow.
So you do have to spend that extra little minute and just do it properly and mix it in with all the stuff. Beautiful cocktail.
PJ loves that.
Yeah.
That'd be his cocktail.
Yeah, definitely. What's your favourite cocktail, Matt? Have you got a favourite cocktail?
Great question.
Is the one that stands out for you?
Or even on your travels? Have you seen one where you've got, wow, I've never had that in England?
I can't say it's my favourite. We, one time in Vegas, it's the day after we got engaged, actually. We went to a lovely restaurant called Voodoo. And we ordered, they do like a house cocktail. And we're like, $40 for a cocktail? Like, what is this cocktail? It must be like something
really
pretty
$40?
Amazing. But we thought, what the hell, you know.
Yeah.
Special
What's
holiday.
Money?
You're on holiday, yeah.
Yeah.
So we ordered it and it came to the table and it was absolutely huge, smoking. And it had 5 different rums in.
No way.
If there is even 5 different rums, I don't know.
At least.
Is there?
I've got it. Even I know fine, I'm useless.
Sorry, I've done it again.
I can hear myself.
Sorry, it's gone.
It's a weekly feature of forget to turn the volume
Sorry,
down.
There you go, I've done it.
And we can handle our drink, but I swear to you, I don't know what happened that night, but we drank all of it. It was like, you know, one of those really big cocktail glass, like this, but really big.
Yeah.
And I'll always remember it. It was called the Witch Doctor.
Yeah, we had one, some friends came around and they made ones for us called Diablo, which was Pimm's based with Kirsch in it and stuff. And that was like drinking Ribena.
I love Kirsch.
That was like drinking Ribena. And it was like, you drank it and drank it and drank it. And we're all sitting down in the garden. And then I stood up and it was like my legs had stopped working. Because I didn't feel drunk at all.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, my legs not.
Rum punch. That's the one.
Can't put one foot in front of the other.
We've had a few comments on the Facebook. That's what that noise was. I forgot to turn my volume down.
Who is it?
Andrew, Mr. Rootless. Shout out to Mr. Rootless. He's saying, where's my bandana this week? The bandana caused a bit of a kerfuffle last week. Everyone's what's the bandana all about? But that was good. It meant people listened in to find out why on earth I had a bandana on my head.
Yeah, go back and listen if you didn't, though.
But it's really nice. I like that bandana. Lee Tapping wants a postcode so he can come on the pod show. That would be really nice.
Yeah, we'll do that. There's no problem, Lee.
Absolutely.
We'll get in touch.
Mr. Lee Tapping, come on. And what else have we got here? Oh, Lee Tapping again. I'm a famous landlady now. No, not famous. Not yet. One day.
Famous brilliant. To us.
Thank you for everyone that's listening live. Remember, if you can't listen in live to the full show, if it does drag on a little bit and get a bit longer, always watch it. You can listen to the end of it on iTunes on Catch Up. Right.
Right. Next one.
Next one.
I couldn't not do this one, really, because it was just like, if you had to pick the quintessential American, it's got to be the Manhattan, hasn't it?
It's got to be the Manhattan.
Long Island iced tea or the Manhattan. So.
Yeah. And a Manhattan is beautiful. Really, really sophisticated. As soon as you get a Manhattan in your hand, you feel like a lady. And it takes something to make me feel like a lady. It's a really beautiful, beautiful drink. It's always served in a beautiful glass, and it's just so nice. But same thing again, it's small, it's a short drink. It's not, you're going to be careful, don't knock it back into, you'll either have a very expensive night out or you're going to have an empty glass for most of the night.
Yeah.
Nobody wants an empty glass.
It's interesting as well. This is whiskey vermouth cherry, a maraschino cherry. But it's interesting that bitters fits in again. Angostura is bitter, so that's three cocktails out of three we've had.
Bitters are always in because that's used to balance out the flavors.
Yeah.
So that's it's kind of like now I might be wrong. Any mixologists out there, let me know. It's almost a bit like the unami effect of food.
Unami.
So it's something that's behind the scenes. You use literally a drop. It's a small, teeny, weeny little bit. Put too much in and you're going to ruin it completely. Just a small little bit of it and you'll have it's just in the background. It just floats in the background and you wouldn't even know it was there.
But cool.
The cherry in this is beautiful. Absolutely love it.
I love maraschino cherries. Goes back to my childhood. My mum and dad used to have a cocktail bar.
Yeah.
When it was in the 70s, when it was famous, you know, that's what you did.
Yeah.
And I went in and used to steal the maraschino cherries.
Did you? Yeah, they are blooming lovely, I like
them. Either of you watch Sex and the City or used to?
Used to love it, yeah.
Is this the drink that they used to drink?
No, didn't they used to drink Manhattans?
Yeah, was it a Manhattan? I think it is, isn't it?
I think it was Manhattans, wasn't it? Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, it reminds me of Sex and the City.
Yeah, it was Manhattans. Cool. It was based in Manhattan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Manhattans, Oh, nice one, Matt.
Now, going back to the mocktails question, I was going to say, this is a tough question, so if you haven't got an instant answer, I totally get it, but I would have thought bourbons and rye whiskies and things like that would be really tough to kind of replace in a mocktail.
Yeah, because it's such a strong flavour. It's really
and creamy
hard
as well, which you don't get that creaminess.
Yeah, it's a hard one to replace out. If I was going to really, something like that, if you were going to change it into something non-alcoholic, I'd probably do a version with cola and make like a cherry cola type thing
and
or something.
And add some for a bit more sweetness and thickness. Yeah.
Whiskey is a hard one to switch out unless you're trained in the trade. And then you'll know that the different ones.
We should get someone in. We should have a mixologist.
Yeah, we need to. Yeah, I know some really good ones. Episode,
yes, please. Yes.
Yeah, you want to come to that one again?
Episode may be sold out as well.
Yeah. Everyone wants to come on the cocktail week.
Yeah. And the last one, I'd never heard of this one, but this is the oldest American cocktail.
And it looks delicious.
Yeah, this is a fish house punch.
Yeah.
That's great.
Apparently, this was a favourite of Washington. George Washington himself used to like this.
Okay.
And the first recorded entry of this in a work of some description, like documented work.
Yeah.
Is in a diary that was written in 1732.
Right.
So that's 40 years plus before America even gained independence. So.
Right. Okay.
This predates American independence, but it is supposedly one of the most classic American. I'd like to try this though.
Cognac, white rum. I think we need to make that
creme de pêche, which sounds like peach cream with alcohol in it, loads of alcohol. You can get it on Amazon actually. There is a link to where I got this one from. There's a link to the Amazon to for all of them with affiliate links.
Nice.
Lemon juice, sugar syrup, and water.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to... I'm going to make that one tonight, actually.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Feedback.
Yeah. Send a picture. Hey? Let us know what
do
it's
a
like.
Post. Do a post.
I'm going to make it, and I'll do a post. The just to make sure the only thing I possibly haven't got is the creme de pêche. I'm pretty sure
Amazon.
I've got...
Huh? Amazon.
Amazon. Well, I'll just nip into the drinks place on the way home and get some.
If I come back on the show ever at all...
Yes.
Then maybe what we should do is maybe have three cocktails, and you make them, Mary.
Yeah.
And then maybe like you two have to guess, like...
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go worldwide, and then you have to guess, like where they're from.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good a good one. Idea.
That's next show,
but we'd have to do it to make it somehow easier. You'd have to do it where you use the spirit that's from that country.
Yes. Yeah.
That would be a good way of doing it, because otherwise it could be from anywhere.
Matt's a bad influence on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I told you. It's
Matt, Matt is now a weekly guest because he's a bad influence.
It's the two new things ever in life, is it?
Yeah. Drinking and travel.
Yeah.
On that point, have we got... Because I've written, I've told Mary that I've done some. You can join on this, actually, Ewan.
Thanks, mate.
I've written down some countries.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was going to ask you what their national drink is.
Okay.
Oh, go on. So you know. I think there was going to be a quiz. I'd have swatted up.
Yeah, this could go on then. Go, let's see.
Okay,
go
so on, for example, so USA you've got Spain. What would be the national drink of Spain?
I'll have a stab afterwards.
I would go with sangria.
I go sherry.
Sherry.
And sangria.
Sangria.
Really?
Sangria.
Wow.
Sherry, I wouldn't even thought of that. I just thought wine.
I do. To be honest, I wouldn't have thought of sherry. That's a good punt.
Thanks.
But wrong. But never mind.
It's completely off. Yeah.
Okay, how about Russia?
Oh, that's one of those questions where it's like your brain instantly goes vodka, but then he's going to go, and it's a QI answer, isn't it? I'm going to go vodka just because I'm going to get the buzzer.
I don't think I'd vodka.
But you see, vodka, you know, the Russians didn't have potatoes. They made vodka with junipers before. And then, so there's variants of vodka in Russia, but... When they got potatoes, after Tsar Nicholas the 17th or whatever came in and put it in, and half of the population died because they ate the leaves instead of eating the bulbs.
So knowledgeable.
No, I don't know where I know that from, but I do know that. Half the population died because they were eating the leaves.
Of the
potato. They didn't realise that you
poisonous.
Ate the bulb and they're poisonous.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go with vodka.
I think I am as well, only because I'm not sure what else it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, educate us, Matt. Come on.
I thought vodka too, but it's not.
That is the QI answer. It is. Yeah, go on.
What is it?
It's Kvass. Kvass. No, I haven't researched it enough to know what that is.
Is that like a carver?
It's not like vodka.
Kvass.
Kvass.
Let's have a little look. Anyone got...
I've got Google. If only there was a place we could go on the internet.
Kvass.
I've typed canvas.
Got to be very strong.
I hate being dyslexic.
I'll ask you a question then while we're in the middle of finding out what Kvass is, Matt. Right, okay, so on your travels throughout America, well, we can do America or if there's something stand out from somewhere else, what cocktail or what drink, it hasn't got to be a cocktail, have you tried and you've thought, wow, I didn't even know that existed? Have you ever come across like a spirit or a beer or anything like that?
Many. Whether we can remember them,
expand, please, Matt. Expand.
Is a different answer. I'm not. So apart from that witch doctor, I'm not. Me and PJ, like he would always go cocktails. I wouldn't order a cocktail, really.
What would you do then? You're a beer guy.
I'm beer or wine.
Yeah. I see. I'm a wine. I love a wine.
Red wine. I mean, I'm not a connoisseur at all.
Yeah.
I love Italian wine. So my mum and dad have a house there, and we go to different vineyards. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, that sounds lovely. What's your mum's number? I'll give her a call.
No, you won't, because you can book through me.
So,
oh, yeah, I like that, yeah.
Kvass.
You want my mum, you book through me.
Kvass is a fermented Slavic beverage made from rye bread.
From rye bread?
Made from bread, yeah.
So that must have been their way of using up stale bread and things like that then.
Yeah, the colour of the bread contributes to the colour of the resulting drink. Kvass is classified as a non-alcoholic drink by UK and Russia, Lithuania, Poland, Hungary and Romania, as the alcohol content for fermentation is typically low to about 1-2 proof, 0.5 to 1%.
Really?
Oh, I thought it'd be really strong.
No, it's not. It's classified as non-alcoholic.
Like, so. Sure.
It's, yeah, I mean, 0.5%, that's non-alcoholic in the UK as well. So, very interesting.
Very interesting indeed.
Last one from me.
Yes.
India.
India?
National Drink of India. Well, they're not big drinkers, are they?
No.
Elements are,
yes.
You know,
I was going to say, yeah, in certain parts, yes. India. National Drink of India.
Alcoholic. You're not going to say tea, are you?
National drink.
Whether it's alcoholic or not. Or is it alcoholic?
Have you been...
Oh, I'm going to say tea. Matt, if it's not...
Matt, have you been naughty? Have you been trying to throw in a red herring in?
I've been rumbled.
Tea, then.
It's tea.
Yes.
Oh, tea.
That's a con.
Yeah. Which, sure, that could be in Ireland as well. You could do that in Ireland.
Who brings tea to a pub? Huh? Who brings tea to a pub?
But they probably drink more tea than they do. Same over here. Probably in relation to how much is actually drank.
Yeah.
What would tea is probably...
Because I don't know that.
Our national drink here in England.
Yeah, England.
I would say probably maybe gin.
Tea.
Tea on the non-alcohol side, but gin is very big. Well, there's loads.
Beer. Here. But there's too many variants of beer, isn't there?
Beer, there's so much here. England's and it's such a fantastic country for producing different types of products. You've got
gin.
Amazing,
well, of course,
beers,
gin was gins. If you go back to Pepys' days, 16, the diarised entries and that kind of stuff that he did, it was you either drank gin or coffee.
Yeah.
And so the gin drinkers were the ones that were slumped in the alleyways and were being poisoned slowly by low quality gins.
Yeah.
And the people who made
that themselves then, didn't they?
Yeah. The people who were the thinkers of the world always went to the coffee houses.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, well. I'll see you in the pub then.
I was going to say, I wouldn't be in the coffee.
I wouldn't be in the coffee shop either. I would, but then I'd come out. Fine. What is, have you got any more there, Matt, or is that your last ones?
That is my last ones.
Your last ones.
That's cool.
So I've really loved that.
See the world with Matt. Huh?
See the world with Matt, yeah. What was your tagline? I can give you the world.
I can give you the world, yeah.
I can give you the world. That's a song, isn't it?
I mean, my strapline, obviously, is Don't Disney Just Book It, Matt Morgan It.
Matt Morgan, what is it?
Say it again.
Don't Just Book It, Matt Morgan It.
Don't Just Book It, Matt Morgan It. What's that song? You need to get that,
I can give you the world.
That's it. Yeah, it's a Disney one, isn't it? You need to get that on the background. Lion King. So
singing
when your Facebook comes
every
on.
Every week you're singing.
Oh, I've done it again.
I know, yeah. Oh, you're going to watch it back and go, what?
Yeah, when we watched it back afterwards, I was like, oh, God. Oh, no. How have I done that for?
And we got one more cocktail.
Yeah, let's do one. Oh, yeah, this is the one that On the very first show, we started talking about this because we'd been out and someone had seen it. So this is the espresso and tonic. We're going to give this.
That's right. I saw it at Cafe Nero.
Yeah, that's right.
Espresso and tonic, yeah.
Espresso and tonic. So I'm just going to throw some ice in the glasses. Obviously, I don't think this really classifies as a cocktail, does it? Because it's just kind of...
No, it's not really a cocktail, it's not alcoholic. I think the other thing as well is that we've had something that's quite sweet with the Tia Maria, so prepare yourself for something that's not sweet.
Okay.
Well, it is so. Because we put the brown sugar in it.
Okay.
We put that in while it was hot, so it melted down into it. You could use sugar syrup as well if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's one of those. So very strong.
I've drunk this, and I quite enjoyed it. It was all right. It was quite refreshing. Not bad at all.
I think it's a nice one on a hot day.
A version of this at Cafe Nero.
A version of this?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
There's no shaking required.
No, you just certainly use a lot of ice, though, because this is nice on a really hot day.
These are not sound effects.
They're not sound effects.
Added in post-production.
And you've given me this weird... You've got to use it like a gun, is it?
No, it's a one-handed... one-handed bottle opener.
Yeah, this funny contraption of a thing that I can never work properly. Apparently you use it with one hand, like that.
Don't you use all bottle openers with one hand?
You do it like that.
No. So, what? Yeah, pass it over.
No.
Okay, don't... don't drop it down the desk. Huh? So the idea is that you hold it like a trigger, like that.
Yeah.
And then you can hold the bottle in one hand... You need a bigger bottle, actually, but you can hold the bottle in one hand.
Watch it doesn't fold up.
Oh.
Oh, right. Okay.
Squeeze it all up.
Right.
There we go.
Right. Lovely. Okay. Might need to open.
I 3D printed that.
You're going to get one of those, Murray.
No, I 3D printed it. I'll make one.
Like, you 3D printed that?
I 3D printed it. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
You open up one more from this.
Say now.
3D printed everything in.
Yeah, 3D printed.
Am I 3D printed?
Yes, you might be.
I did that the wrong way, but it did the job.
If you get the top off, that's all you need, isn't it?
So. Murray, you need to stand about the noise you love earlier.
Yeah. When you shake after you've shook the cocktail.
Yeah, I like that one that you just made.
What the?
And then the fizz goes into the.
Is that your favourite one?
I love it.
Yeah, mine is the when you finish making a cocktail. There it is. There. And there's the bit of froth and the ice left in it. It just goes that dense, nice one. Yeah. I like that. Right, here we go. Give it a bit of a stir around. So it might. Very frothy.
So this is a mocktail.
This is a mocktail.
Mocktail. Mocktail. Don't very often have these.
It actually looks like a nice mocktail. It has all the frothy on top and everything as well. So if you obviously put the sweetness in as to, got it?
Yep.
What, how sweet you like it. I take my coffee without any sugar.
Lots of froth.
Yeah, so I don't really like it with sugar in it.
As made with 1783 Schweppes tonic, which is really nice, I've got to say.
That is gorgeous.
What's 1783 Schweppes tonic?
So this is, they gave us some glasses, thank you to them. It's a line of tonic from Schweppes, and it's really nice tonic. It's really good tonic.
It's their premium tonic.
I kind of favoured another brand of tonic, if you like, as much to say, but actually I really like this tonic.
It's nice. They've got a nice a balance of flavours as well. So
the cucumber in particular, one's stunning.
Well, there's a couple of things they're bringing out. So the cucumber was lovely. But also they've got a dark mixer. So it's like a Muscovado one. So that's specialised for with dark spirits. It is absolutely. So if you're fed up of having Coke or something like that, you can mix it with one of these and it is really, really nice. But also they're also really nice mixers just on their own with ice. So if you're looking for a drink one day and you're like, oh, I don't really want an alcoholic one. I don't want lemonade or something like that. You can have one of these, a nice cucumber tonic over ice, slice of cucumber in it. Beautiful. But this is
gorgeous.
Refreshing.
That's yummy, that is. I'm going to actually put that on the bar.
So nice.
That is really nice. Now, I had the one at Nero's and I didn't have any sugar in it because I don't drink sugar with coffee.
Yeah.
But I might have just tipped a spoonful in next time.
Yeah.
That's gorgeous.
Don't do too much, though, because it depends on...
How much did you put in? So we had one cup of espresso, didn't we?
One brown sugar.
Like a cup, like a demi... not a demi-tasse, you know, like a proper cup of coffee, about three quarters of a proper cup, but it was all espresso.
Yeah. So and you're putting in that glass now, probably espresso is up to about there. Yeah. And then we've just topped it up with the...
But how much sugar did you put into like one third? One spoon.
One spoon into the whole lot of the
teaspoon.
Espresso.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, cool.
Yeah, you don't need a lot. What you've got to remember is the tonic is also sweet. So the more you put on, the more you're...
That is a really lovely drink. I love that.
That is so refreshing. I could definitely drink that all day. I love that.
Have that in the sun.
In the sun, yeah.
Lunchtime.
So, I've got to say...
Winner.
Let's do the opposite of what we were saying. What would I do to make this into an alcoholic one?
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That would be delicious with a nice whiskey in it.
Yeah.
I think that would work really well. I think it would also be nice with a spiced rum.
Spiced rum would be smoother, wouldn't it?
Spiced rum in that would be lovely.
A longer drink. Would you have it like...
I'd do a longer drink like that. Yeah. So you do a nice long cocktail like that.
Yeah, you only want one measure.
Just
want a hint
drink
at the back, don't
one
you?
Shot.
Yeah.
But that would be lovely. Really nice cool. On a summer's day, sitting there. Out at a festival somewhere or something. Be lovely. Really nice. Where's the rum? Do you know what? Here. I know what would be nice with it. Here, Maria.
Oh.
Let's have a look and see.
Live in action.
Live in action. Let's create a new cocktail. And a slice of lemon.
We're going to have to start doing this show at your house because you can't afford the taxis at this rate.
Huh? I know. Right, let's have a look.
Oh, with lemon.
Squeeze a lemon in it. This is going to work, guys. It's all about making. Right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to share this glass now.
The born of a brand new cocktail here.
So that's Dear Maria, espresso, tonic, 1783 tonic, squeeze of lime, and then the slice of lime. Yeah, that's a winner. There you go. We could possibly have the espresso a bit stronger for that one because we're losing the espresso a bit there once the Dear Maria went in. That's
fantastic,
yum.
Like really, really nice.
That's
what
yum, isn't
it? What are you going to call it?
Hey?
What do you want to call it?
I think we could call it the rootless cocktail. Shall we have that as a rootless cocktail?
The legless.
The legless. Yeah.
That'd be brilliant.
I spoke to someone on the phone.
The legless at the rootless.
I spoke to someone on the phone earlier and he said, hello, is that Mary Louise from the legless? I said, well, depends what time of night you're talking to me. I was like, no, this is the rootless pub. He's like, yeah, that'll do. That's fine.
That was nice. I might actually.
We can switch over there. You can have that one if you want.
Yeah, no, it's fine. You can't be here. No, it's fine.
The Fabuloni, that was really good.
Oh, that was lovely.
Yeah, cool. Right, should we wrap things up? Matt, if anyone wants to contact you and find out any more about the service.
Have we done enough about what he actually does? Have we covered what he does?
Listen, I've had a great time.
He doesn't want to work anymore.
You've got to do, I've had the time of my life. Go on, you do it.
No.
Brilliant. So how can we contact you, Matt?
Well, the best way to stay in contact with me is Facebook,
Matt
Morgan Travel Counsellor.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I put any. Actually, I've got a great deal going on there later on.
Now, you were saying about Wimbledon. Have you still got that deal? I talked to a couple of people last night about that.
That was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, Wimbledon's, I spoke to someone else and they said that is
the Wimbledon
deal.
Go on.
Yeah, so Wimbledon, it's just incredible.
Mm.
It's for, obviously, next year. It's over now. One night in a hotel with a full day on court number one in the final 3 days of the championship. Once the tennis is finished on court number one, you still have access to Wimbledon the whole time. So you can go and sit on Hemman Hill or just eat strawberry and cream. $179 per person.
Including the hotel?
Including the hotel and the transfer from your hotel to Wimbledon and back. £49 deposit. Stupid. Literally stupid. So that's sold so many.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So explain that. What? Say that again, because I was looking at Facebook. What's included in that?
So the hotel.
Yeah.
The full day.
At Wimbledon.
Court number one in Wimbledon, yeah, and access to the whole of Wimbledon. Transfer from your hotel in the morning so you can have a drink and then back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And the hotel
that's
as well.
Amazing,
bed and breakfast in the hotel. So yeah, breakfast before you go.
So how much is the ticket? So you've just bought a ticket on its own for Wimbledon?
I don't know, because someone's asked about that, but I only sell ticket only as... That hospitality,
which is
a lot more expensive. We're talking thousands.
No, I think it's a good point to mention, actually, because things like if you want ticket only for summer, that's not where you help people, is it? So if you just want a flight, that's not really where you can help them. It's when they want to link things together isn't it, that you really make the benefit.
Just one component. When you book one component of anything, so say if you book a flight, it'll always be cheaper just going directly to the airline. If you book a car hire, then it's cheaper booking it directly. It's when you do things as a package and then it becomes at all protected that travel agents
at all protected means
and tour operators, we have special rates. So, you know, if you book a flight, it's cheaper going to the airline. But if you're going to package up with a hotel, then agents get special rates on the airfare to package it together.
Yeah.
And at all protected basically means, really simply, is your money's safe. So if you...
And you are at all protected.
Yes. 100% financially protected. Yeah. Everything I book, you know, whether it's Wimbledon or whether it's around the world. But if you book things separately, so you do your hotel separately and your flight separately and your car hire separately, you know, if you come to the day you're going to fly and there's a drone over Heathrow and your flight gets cancelled, then you've lost all your money for, you know, for everything.
Yeah.
Nothing's protected. Booking everything as a package, 100% refund.
Right. See, cool. My friend last year took a bit of a risk then because she went to America. They did a big tour around America, around Nevada, California, all around that. But they booked everything separately.
Mm-hmm.
So if something had happened, they wouldn't have been protected.
It's always a risk, isn't it? It's like insurance. You don't need it and you don't think about it until it happens.
Until you need it, yeah.
And then you think and we... What,
but the perception is you're getting it cheaper because you're booking it yourself and actually...
Yeah, you're not, because you book it separately, but then you're not getting any special airfares or anything like that.
And you're also spending a lot more time doing it. I mean, she spent hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
And it was just, it ended up being one of those things where they ended up just booking stuff, just book it.
Because you get fed up of it. Whereas that's my, you know, my system I use is incredible. It just, the search is really, really quick.
Yeah.
And I do all that stuff for you that you don't like doing.
Yeah.
Passport details to the airline. Checking you in online, printing all that, you know, it's concierge, you know, this is a nice restaurant.
I've heard you say that before. You check everyone in. If something goes wrong on holiday, people just contact
WhatsApp
you.
Call me,
and
I'm there. No call centres. There's no. Yeah. I'm literally with you every step of the way.
Yeah, that's a brilliant thing, especially if it's a family holiday, something like that. There's not your first family holiday away. You might have two kids with you. That's a stressful affair. It's nice to know that there's someone there that if something, or they're not sure about something, or you're not sure where you need to pick up your car from or something, you can just phone
with the family.
And say, what's
it's
the
something
story?
As small as like booking your seats.
Yeah.
No, make sure you're sitting together on the flight.
Yeah.
It's just little things like that that I'll just take care of.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice. Ewan Rankin, where can we get hold of you?
Ewan Rankin, you can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow us at 12 Space Media on Instagram because I'm a photographer, so all of my stuff's on there. I've put my Flickr page back up.
Have you?
Flickr.com/ Ewan Rankin. And,
oh,
and you can look at a few of the pictures that I've taken over the years.
Right.
More modern stuff than the old stuff, though. And you can also follow the podcast that we do here on the British Tech Network. So it's BritishTech.com, and we do a show for Mac, and we do a show for general technology. We do a news show as well on there. Carl Swagger does that from the Philippines every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's loads of stuff you can listen to with us. So.
There's loads. And I found out the other day my kids actually listen to your Mac podcast. So This week's big show was quite famous with the kids, down and dirty with the kids.
No, we had a bit of a controversy this week because there was a debate about whether the moon landings were real or not because it's 50th anniversary. But,
I've heard a few people saying this, yeah.
They were.
Of course they were. Of course they were. Why would people go to that much trouble not for it? Of course. Right, thank you so much for listening. So if anyone wants any more information, either about the Rootless Pub, at being a guest on Crack at the Rootless, it's only 150 if you wanted to sponsor this show and come on. Or even if you just wanted to send us some messages and have some comments, anything like that.
We'll put the cocktails on the on like a show notes kind of thing as well.
Yeah, so we'll have them up on the thing. We'll do an attachment for them. So you can contact me at Mary, M-A-R-I-E, at therootlesspub.com. You can also have a look at our Facebook page. So just The Rootless Pub on Facebook. Please like, and then you'll see any bits and pieces coming up. You'll also get reminders about when we're going live and things like that on there. And also we're on iTunes, so anyone that would like to follow us on iTunes, that would be amazing. Thank you. Actually, next week we need to have a look at some of the comments.
We'll read some of the reviews out next week, so get some reviews on for us.
Yeah, okay, brilliant. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next Friday. Take care. Bye.